Welcome back to Texans Weekly. Time now for the X's and O's part of the show, one of our favorite segments, and that is the Texans Telestrator. We heard head coach Bill O'Brien a little bit earlier in the show talk about the difference between the Cleveland Browns and the Cincinnati Bengals and how the game planning will be different. Well, here he is actually breaking down some of the plays.
Cincinnati coming up on Sunday. A.J. Green is back, and he maybe presents the biggest problem for the Texans' defense. Against the Saints, you can see we'll have a play here, a play-action play. Coach, you can talk about this. Bengals, Andy Dalton, been up and down a little bit, but Katy, Texas, represent. He gets max protection on play-action, and we're going to put two players in the route. Receiver down here, Mohamed Sanu. But the one we're going to keep an eye on up here is A.J. Green. You've coached some great receivers. And A.J. Green is really moving in that direction. And their offense, when they have 18 on the field, looks a whole lot different than it does when he's not there.
Oh, no question. I mean, he's an all-pro receiver, and he came back for him this week against New Orleans and made a big difference for him. You know, here he is at the line of scrimmage. He does a really good job of getting off of the press coverage. I think Dalton does a good job on this play after his play-action fake of turning his back to the defense, and then once he gets his head around, finding the safety again and seeing that Green has one on the one-on-one on the outside and able to throw the outbreaking route versus that two-man corner. That's important to note here, Johnny, that this coverage is two-man. So you have two high safeties, and everybody underneath is man-to-man. The corners, the linebackers, they're all man-to-man.
And the key in that is it's a two-receiver route. So you've got two guys playing man with two guys over the top, and he still completes that ball pretty easily to the sideline.
Yeah, and what it is it's a route that's good against the leverage that they have because the corners have inside leverage, so A.J.'s running an out-breaking route and able to make the play.
And you can see max protection here after the play action. They pull the guard, wrap him around, and Andy's got a ton of time, and this is going to be very key, obviously, to stop A.J. Green and not let him get this. This is against man coverage with safety help, and you can see how wide open he is towards the sideline.
Yeah, I think when you look at the protection, too, the key here is anytime you pull a lineman in play action and do a good job of faking the ball, the ball's right in the belly of the back, they pull the left guard, the linebackers step up because they're in man coverage. There's a lot of space now for Andy to see down the field. There's a really nice pocket here because all the linemen are inside out, so Andy can step up. He's got plenty of time to deliver the ball to his best receiver.
We will see those Bengals on Sunday against our Texans. Let's hope that the Texans' D stops a little bit better than the Saints do. If you want to get all these clips, broadcasts of games, the condensed version of games, the All-22 film, which we love. Now, you don't get the Telestrator that we get each and every Monday, and that's with Coach O'Brien, but you can go to HoustonTexans.com, look for the Game Rewind button, and all this is available to you. Hopefully next week we'll be talking about a win over the Cincinnati Bengals. Thanks for watching, everybody. It's been Texas Telestrator. See you next time.
This week's show, we hope you enjoyed it, and that you tune in Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Texans Countdown Live, counting you down to the big game against the Cincinnati Bengals. It is Salute to Service Day. We will be honoring the military throughout the course of the show, as well as a one-on-one sit-down with J.J. Watt. Have a great weekend.